Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, December 1st, 1997, William Smith, vocalist and keyboard player for Motherlode, suffers a fatal heart attack at the age of 53. The Canadian group hit number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1969 with And When I Die. Also on this day in 1997, Kenny G, whose real name is Kenny Gorlick, sets a world record when he holds a note on his soprano saxophone for 45 minutes and 47 seconds. That record would later be broken by Giovanni Escalante, who held a sax note for 1 hour, 30 minutes, and 45 seconds, using a technique that allows him to blow and breathe at the same time. On this day in 1986, Lee Dorsey, who had 2 U.S. top 10 hits with Ya Ya and Working in a Coal Mine, dies of emphysema just 3 days shy of his 60th birthday. On this day in 1976, the Sex Pistols, who have just released their first single, Anarchy in the UK, appear on British TV's Today Show as a last-minute replacement for Queen. After interviewer Bill Grundy asks them about their nasty reputation, bass player Glenn Matlock utters a 4-letter word on the air. In the resulting uproar, the Sex Pistols are banned from appearing in all but 5 cities that were booked for their first UK tour. On this day in 1967, singer Jimmy Rogers, who enjoyed a string of top 10 hits in the 1950s and early 60s, including Honeycomb and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, suffers a fractured skull and a broken wrist, allegedly at the hands of 3 Los Angeles police officers. He would recover, but couldn't return to performing until a little over a year later. In 1973, after suits and countersuits had been filed, Rogers would accept a $200,000 settlement from the city of Los Angeles. On this day in 1958, Neil Sedaka signs with RCA Records, where he would enjoy 13 Billboard Top 40 hits over the next 5 years. And on this day, December 1st, 1956, after leading the Cashbox bestsellers chart for 15 weeks with Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Love Me Tender, Elvis Presley is finally knocked out of the number one spot. Who was the singer who did it, and what was the song he sang? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, December 1st, 1956, after leading the Cashbox bestseller chart for 15 weeks with Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Love Me Tender, Elvis Presley is finally knocked out of the top spot by Guy Mitchell and his mega hit, Singing the Blues.
Why'd you do me this way? couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.